This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.muzzle.com. That's business.muzzle.com. Thanks to Muzzle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, as always. Back on the show for the first time in many, many years, our friend Jordy Whitman from Route 3. Jordy, welcome back to Apple at Work. It's been like 4 years, so it's been a bit.
Yeah, hi Bradley. Yeah, it's crazy. I thought it was like 1 or 2 years ago, but actually a long time. But yeah, thanks for having me again, and great to talk about our app again.
Yeah, so I was actually re-listening to our episode from a few years ago, and I remember because I recorded, you and I are on like opposite sides of the world, and we recorded like super early in the morning my time. So when I was listening, I could totally tell that I was drinking coffee, that I just woke it up. Of course, we're recording in the afternoon, a little late in your day, a little earlier in my day. But before we get into support app, can just give us the high level Route 3. Who are you all and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm working as a Apple principal consultant at Route 3 for over 8 years now. And we're basically a company based in the Netherlands with around 24, 25 people. And we're basically all about helping organizations that work with Apple technology. So we're an MSP, so we help customers from all different sizes and different industries to basically help them implement the latest available technology with Apple and everything that integrates with it, from identity providers to storage solutions, networking, security. And are still going strong. And whenever we feel there's a gap basically with existing solutions, we try to dive into that gap and create something that enhances the Mac experience for our end users.
I've always thought that MSPs are an interesting barometer of like what's happening, because you see trends a bunch of different customers, and so they're always fun to talk to, and you kind of see like, you know, you see like, okay, is this challenge just like unique to this organization? Are we seeing this at all of our customers? And like, you have that great perspective. And I imagine that's what led you all to create Support App. So can you talk to us again, assuming nobody's listened to the show before, like what is Support App? What does it do? And then why did you all make it?
Yeah, so it all started, I guess, a little over 10 years ago already, when we had like a small internal version. It's a menu bar app, and we used that for our MSP customer exclusively. It was basically a drop-down, very simple drop-down menu where you could find important information about ourselves, like how can you reach us by phone, by email, open a support case, and download any software, for example. And what we basically did in the era of macOS Big Sur, when that big design change was happening, we were kind of inspired to recreate that app using Swift UI that just came out a year before that, I believe. And we saw an opportunity to make this available to basically anybody, and have them customize this experience. And it had a lot more features in it. So it's basically built around three things. And that's for users and help desk to provide easy access to basic diagnostic information. Basically enabling them to quickly identify any issues that they see on their device, such as limited storage or a very high uptime, or when your password is about to expire, when you're having a software update that you need to apply, many other stuff available. And combined with that, we make it for organizations to add shortcuts to resources, such as apps or links or custom utilities using scripts. So all in a modern and native macOS look and feel. And that's really important to us, that it feels right at home in macOS while still being able to integrate with your corporate identity, such as applying colors and logos. So it's an easy place where users can just click and in a very easy way browse through everything that's related to their device and organization.
Well, I think, you know, I will put a link to the GitHub repo in the show notes. But like, if you look at the screenshot, it very much looks like something Apple could have created, and it made it kind of like an opt-in thing for IT teams to be able to apply to devices that are supervised and that are managed. And it again provides tons of useful information. Again, I know the last reboot is crazy, but like that is a thing. Like that it's crazy how many issues that will solve. I always tell people, like people have asked, like, what is rebooting electronic, like fix things? And it's because it sets things back to a known state. So like if you've got a weird edge case bug that you're happening, just like rebooting can like kind of reset everything into that known state. And hopefully you won't see that again. But again, just being able to provide, you know, links to like your internal intranet or again, your, you know, HR portal, tons of different things, tons of customization here. But again, it doesn't feel intrusive. It feels like it's, you know, it's actually helpful. So I think number one, you all probably could have sold it. I think it's a fantastic resource. It's probably something you could have sold, but I very much appreciate that it's open source and companies can customize it to their likelihood. Again, it's especially for remote teams. I think it's really, really helpful. And I think even like places where the Mac is used in various environments where like people don't think of like, oh, I'm sitting at a computer using a Mac. It's like, you know, just even a retail type environment. It could be super, super useful for teams to find, you know, for people to find quick information. But you all, the reason we're recording is because you all have a brand new version 3.0. So what's new in 3.0?
Yeah, we've actually been working a long time on this one. I think it started in fall last year when we started shaping this new version. And it has, let's first of all start with the design. We didn't know about the design, obviously, at that time. But Apple has obviously adopted a new design language with Liquid Gloss. And that's, inspired us again to basically adopt that whole new design language, and we saw an opportunity to match the control center UI that we previously were doing with the previous version. So we reshaped all the items that you see in the popover to capsules and applied that native gloss effect. So when your content is behind it, it shines through. You see those specular highlights, and that I think that causes a very, very bright and joyful experience for users, especially when there are a lot of colors around it or behind it. And I really, really like the dark mode version. But that's all UI, of course. But perhaps the most important one is a completely new structure of how we place the items in the app, because previously in a that's probably like a rookie developer mistake 101, because we hard coded a lot of specific preference keys. So how you define these buttons? So it wasn't very flexible, and we expanded to add some more buttons in the past. But it felt like, hey, this should be more flexible than ever before. People should be able to place buttons however they like. So we've come up with a whole new structure, which allows you to indefinitely add buttons in any order. So you can, previously you would end up with the info items, which we call them, for the diagnostic information at the top. And below that, it was the shortcut section, basically, to your apps and URLs. But this version allows you to put buttons wherever you like. So if you want to start with some resources at the top, one row, two row, doesn't matter the shape, how many you want in the row, up to from two buttons to four per row. It doesn't really matter because it's now all into a very flexible array of dictionaries. Very technical, of course, but that's all being handled by our other major new feature, which is called configurator mode. And what that does is basically allow IT administrators to visualize how you built this app, including adding buttons, moving them, changing them, and quickly visualizing colors, branding, without messing around with XML or property list, mobile config list. We thought that was causing a lot of friction for like new IT administrators or Mac administrators coming from, for example, a Microsoft world, where they had difficulties implementing this tool. And of course, there were helpful alternatives like iMazing Profile Editor, which is great, and a Jamf manifest for people using Jamf Pro. But we felt like this should be handled within the app itself and make the level that you need to implement this as low as possible and as accessible as possible for as many IT admins as we can. And you can export whatever you made in the configurator mode. You can export it to a property list or a full mobile configuration profile and upload it straight to your device management solution without any editing in whatever app you have. Another thing that we made is or enhanced is accessibility for users. It was also a very big wish for a lot of people. We got some feedback there that the app didn't pass like accessibility assessments, and for that reason they couldn't implement or use that app within their organization. And so we decided to give that some attention as well and enhance wherever possible and fix some bugs, and should now be all a lot better than before. And we definitely want some organizations to test with this, and I'm sure there are some other enhancements we can make, but I think it's already a very good start.
Well, I like the idea of just making it easier to deploy. That's really fantastic. You mentioned it being more accessible to IT teams. It's also some really great accessibility improvements. Is that something that you had requests for? Is it something that you just didn't get around to last time? You're like, hey, we want to add this, but yeah, better support for VoiceOver, voice control, and all the great tools on Mac OS. Why the focus on that now?
We heard people talking about it at conferences that we visited, asking for this. Also, people putting in feature requests at our GitHub page. And accessibility is important to Apple, and it's important to us. So we thought, why not, if this app is intended for all users and it should be as easy as possible to use, then it should definitely have accessibility features built right in.
Yeah, I love it. I think, Apple obviously has gotten a lot of praise over the years for their focus on making the Mac more accessible. And I think developers have done an incredible job of taking up that mantle and continuing it out. Used by, countless organizations. Do you have any favorite use case or favorite kind of tip and trick you've heard of a company using it? Do you have any good stories about this being deployed in the wild?
What we primarily hear from organizations is that they obviously want to show that important diagnostic information and help local IT teams and users so they can work together quickly and identify those small issues. But a lot of them are also using, from what we hear in the communities, such as the Mac admins Slack, which is great, the use of extensions, which is a expansion or an add-on in our app that can be used to populate like any information basically available on the system. So we've seen people reporting on the last check-in with their device management service, and that people can click on it to do an actual check-in at that time. To if there are some things being queued in the background, they can get that to their systems more quickly. For example, other things that we've seen and supported is battery condition. can be an important thing if need service, replace the device or the battery, get it at least to a service point where if the user has some issues with it. And also compliance been increasingly important to organizations and make it easy for users to identify if they have any compliance issues. So we've created like a small integration with the macOS security compliance projects that can report how many issues you have on your device and click and do an audit or remediation even with just a simple click of a button. We're big fans of this project. It's like we consider this like the standard for reliably and easily creating security baselines and staying up to date with the latest OS updates. And with just small thing, you can make it even easier and more transparent to users what you're doing.
Well, I think just even that idea of including like, but your battery health or that manual check-in on your device management service, that's all really fantastic. It's, again, these are all things that are like, you see them and you're like, that actually is nice to have. That is good information to display easily. There is, again, it's almost information. It's information that's already there. Just making it easier for the average employee to be able to see that. And then when they're working with their IT team on remote support, whether on the phone or they're, responding back and forth to tickets, it just makes it incredibly easy to find that information. So I love that. So I I'd say it's one of those on behalf of the Mac admins community, like, thank you all for taking so much care to release it. Again, this is something you could have, I think, sold or certainly just kept for your customers only. But I think if anything, it just makes the Mac an even better app to use at work and helps IT teams better support it. So just, thank you all on behalf of the community. As we're wrapping up here, do you have, where are we going? Do you have any other things on the wish list? What are the most requested features? Like, what's next for the app?
Yeah, at the moment, we just released the app like last week. So we're settling down a little bit to hear the response from the community. So far, what we've been hearing is like great response. People love it. And we're just trying to identify if there are any like early bugs that we need to squash and add additional. People might be asking for like additional configurations in the configurator mode that they can store different versions, for example. Check if want to make sure that the accessibility is working as expected. If there are any like real world enhancements that they can still do to apply this, and probably do more around additional flexibility, like because the title and the logo are static at the moment, might be able to do some things there. I don't know, or we'll see. Some things with platform single sign-on to report status on that. I've seen people wanting that as well. Not sure how we would implement that in a very meaningful way for users, but we'll think about that.
Well, again, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We'll have a link in the show notes where you can check out check out more information on the app. You can download it and get it deployed to your organization, customize it to make it your own. And Jordy, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and we'll talk to everybody next week. Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, as always. Back on the show for the first time in many, many years, our friend Jordy Whitman from Route 3. Jordy, welcome back to Apple at Work. It's been like 4 years, so it's been a bit.
Yeah, hi, Bradley. Yeah, it's crazy. I thought it was like 1 or 2 years ago, but actually a long time. But thanks for having me again, and great to talk about our app again.
Yeah, so I was actually re-listening to our episode from a few years ago, and I remember because I recorded, you and I are on like opposite sides of the world, and we recorded like super early in the morning my time. So when I was listening, I could totally tell that I was drinking coffee, that I just woke it up. Of course, we're recording in the afternoon, a little late in your day, a little earlier in my day. But before we get into support app, can just give us the high level Route 3. Who are you all, and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm working as a Apple principal consultant at Route 3 for over 8 years now. And, we're basically a company, based in the Netherlands, with around 24, 25 people. And we're basically all about, helping organizations that work with Apple technology. So, we're an MSP. So we help customers from all different sizes and different industries to basically help them implement the latest available technology with Apple and everything that integrates with it, from identity providers to storage solutions, networking, security. And they're still going strong. And whenever we feel there's a gap, basically, with the existing solutions, we try to, dive into that gap and create something that enhances the Mac experience for our end users.
I've always thought that MSPs are an interesting barometer of like what's happening, because you see trends among a bunch of different customers. And so they're always fun to talk to. And you kind of see like, you know, you see like, okay, is this challenge just like unique to this organization? Are we seeing this at all of our customers? And like, you have that great perspective. And I imagine that's what led you all to create Support App. So can you talk to us again, if assume nobody's listened to the show before, like what is Support App? What does it do? And then why did you all make it?
Yeah, so it all started, I guess, a little over 10 years ago already, when we had like a small internal version. It's a menu bar app, and we used that for our MSP customer exclusively. It was basically a drop-down, very simple drop-down menu where you could find important information about ourselves, like how can you reach us by phone, by email, open a support case, and download any software, for example. And what we basically did in the era of macOS Big Sur, when that big design change was happening, we were kind of inspired to recreate that app using Swift UI that just came out a year before that, I believe. And we saw an opportunity to make this available to basically anybody, and have them customize this experience. And it had a lot more features in it. So it's basically built around three things. And that's for users and help desk to provide easy access to basic diagnostic information. Basically enabling them to quickly identify any issues that they see on their device, such as limited storage or a very high uptime, or when your password is about to expire, when you're having a software update that you need to apply, many other stuff available. And combined with that, we make it for organizations to add shortcuts to resources, such as apps or links or custom utilities using scripts. So all in a modern and native macOS look and feel. And that's really important to us, that it feels right at home in macOS while still being able to integrate with your corporate identity, such as applying colors and logos. So it's an easy place where users can just click and in a very easy way browse through everything that's related to their device and organization.
Well, I think, you know, I will put a link to the GitHub repo in the show notes. But like, if you look at the screenshot, it very much looks like something Apple could have created, and it made it kind of like an opt-in thing for IT teams to be able to apply to devices that are supervised and that are managed. And it provides tons of useful information. Again, I know the last reboot is crazy, but like, that is a thing. Like, that it's crazy how many issues that will solve. I always tell people, like, people have asked, like, what is rebooting electronic, like, fix things? And it's because it sets things back to a known state. So, like, if you've got a weird edge case bug that you're happening, just, like, rebooting can, like, kind of reset everything into that known state, and hopefully you won't see that again. But, again, just being able to provide, you know, links to, like, your internal internet or, again, your, you know, HR portal, tons of different things, tons of customization here. But, again, it doesn't feel intrusive. It feels like it's, you know, it's actually helpful. So I think number one, you all probably could have sold it. I think it's a fantastic resource. It's probably something you could have sold, but I very much appreciate that it's open source and companies can customize it to their likelihood. It's especially for remote teams. I think it's really, really helpful. And I think even like places where the Mac is used in various environments where like people don't think of like, oh, I'm sitting at a computer using a Mac. It's like, you know, just even a, you know, a retail type environment. It could be super, super useful for teams to find, you know, for people to find quick information. But you all, the reason we're recording is because you all have a brand new version 3.0. So what's new in 3.0?
Yeah, we've actually been working a long time on this one. I think it started in fall last year when we started shaping this new version. And it has, well, let's first of all start with the design. We didn't know about the design, obviously, at that time. But Apple has obviously adopted a new design language with Liquid Gloss. And that's inspired us again to basically adopt that whole new design language, and we saw an opportunity to match the control center UI that we previously were doing with the previous version. So we reshaped all the items that you see in the popover to capsules and apply that native gloss effect. So when your content is behind it, it shines through. You see those specular highlights, and that I think that causes a very, very bright and joyful experience for users, especially when there are a lot of colors around it or behind it. And I really, really like the dark mode version. But that's all UI, of course. But perhaps the most important one is a completely new structure of how we place the items in the app, because previously in that's probably like a rookie developer mistake 101, because we hard coded a lot of specific preference keys. So how you define these buttons? So it wasn't very flexible, and we expanded to add some more buttons in the past. But it felt like, hey, this should be more flexible than ever before. People should be able to place buttons however they like. So we've come up with a whole new structure, which allows you to indefinitely add buttons in any order. So you can previously you would end up with the info items, which we call them, for the diagnostic information at the top, and below that it was the shortcut section basically to your apps and URLs. But this version allows you to put buttons wherever you like. So if you want to start with some resources at the top, one row, two row, doesn't matter the shape, how many you want in the row, up to from two buttons to four per row, it doesn't really matter, because it's now all into a very flexible array of dictionaries. Very technical, of course, but that's all being handled by our other major new feature, which is called configurator mode. And what that does is basically allow IT administrators to visualize how you built this app, including adding buttons, moving them, changing them, and quickly visualizing colors, branding, without messing around with XML or property list, mobile config list. We thought that was causing a lot of friction for like new IT administrators or Mac administrators coming from, for example, a Microsoft world, where they had difficulties implementing this tool. And of course, there were helpful alternatives like iMazing Profile Editor, which is great, and a Jamf Manifest for people using Jamf Pro. But we felt like this should be handled within the app itself and make the level that you need to implement this as low as possible and as accessible as possible for as many IT admins as we can. And you can export whatever you made in the configurator mode. You can export it to a property list or a full mobile configuration profile and upload it straight to your device management solution without any editing in whatever app you or code editing app you have. Another thing that we made is or enhanced is accessibility for users. It was also a very big wish for a lot of people. We got some feedback there that the app didn't pass like accessibility assessments. And for that reason, they couldn't implement or use that app within their organization. And so we decided to give that some attention as well and enhance wherever possible and fix some bugs. And it should now be all a lot better than before. And we definitely want some organizations to test with this. And I'm sure there are some other enhancements we can make. But I think it's already a very good start.
Well, again, I like the idea of just making it easier to deploy. That's really fantastic. You mentioned it being more accessible to IT teams. It's also some really great accessibility improvements. Is that something that you all had requests for? Is it something that you just didn't get around to last time? You're like, hey, we want to add this, but yeah, better support for VoiceOver, voice control, and all the great tools on macOS. Why the focus on that now?
We heard people talking about it at conferences that we visited, asking for this. Also, people putting in feature requests at our GitHub page. And accessibility is important to Apple, and it's important to us. So we thought, why not, if this app is intended for all users and it should be as easy as possible to use, then it should definitely have accessibility features built right in.
Yeah, I love it. I think, Apple obviously has gotten a lot of praise over the years for their focus on making the Mac more accessible. And I think developers have done an incredible job of taking up that mantle and continuing it out. Used by, countless organizations. Do you have any favorite use case or favorite kind of tip and trick you've heard of a company using it? Do you have any good stories about this being deployed in the wild?
What we primarily hear from organizations is that they obviously want to show that important diagnostic information and help local IT teams and users so they can work together quickly and identify those small issues. But a lot of them are also using, from what we hear in the communities, such as the Mac admins Slack, which is great, the use of extensions, which is a expansion or an add-on in our app that can be used to populate like any information basically available on the system. So we've seen people reporting on the last check-in with their device management service, and that people can click on it to do an actual check-in at that time. To if there are some things being queued in the background, they can get that to their systems more quickly. For example, other things that we've seen and supported is battery condition. Can be an important thing if it needs service, replace the device or the battery, get it at least to a service point where if the user has some issues with it. And also compliance been increasingly important to organizations and make it easy for users to identify if they have any compliance issues. So we've created like a small integration with the macOS security compliance projects that can report how many issues you have on your device and click and do an audit or remediation even with just a simple click of a button. We're big fans of this project. It's like we consider this like the standard for reliably and easily creating security baselines and staying up to date with the latest OS updates. And with just small thing, you can make it even easier and more transparent to users what you're doing.
Well, I think just even that idea of including but your battery health or that manual check-in on your device management service, that's all really fantastic. It's, again, these are all things that are like, you see them and you're like, that actually is nice to have. That is good information to display easily. There is, again, it's almost information. It's information that's already there. Just making it easier for the average employee be able to see that, and then with they're working with their IT team on remote support, whether on the phone or they're responding back and forth to tickets, it just makes it incredibly easy to find that information. So I love that. So I I'd say it's one of those on behalf of the Mac admins community. Like, thank you all for taking so much care to release it. Again, this is something you could have, I think, sold or certainly just kept for your customers only. But I think if anything, it just makes the Mac an even better app to use at work and helps IT teams better support it. So just, thank you all on behalf of the community. As we're wrapping up here, do you have, where are we going? Do you have any other things on the wish list? What are the most requested features? Like, what's next for the app?
Yeah, at the moment we just released the app like last week, so we're settling down a little bit to hear the response from the community. So far, what we've been hearing is like great response. People love it, and we're just trying to identify if there are any like early bugs that we need to squash and add additional. People might be asking for like additional configurations in the configurator mode that they can store different versions, for example. Check if want to make sure that the accessibility is working as expected. If there are any like real world enhancements that they can still do to apply this, and probably do more around additional flexibility, like because the title and the logo are static at the moment, might be able to do some things there. And yeah, I don't know, we'll see. Some things with platform single sign-on to report status on that. I've seen people wanting that as well. Not sure how we would implement that in a very meaningful way for users, but we'll think about that.
Well, again, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We'll have a link in the show notes where you can check out more information on the app. You can download it and get it deployed to your organization, customize it to make it your own. And Yuri, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and we'll talk to everybody next week.